Today, I am talking to Kelsey Atkinson and Emily Lewis. They are at Three Twigs Bakery. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So starting off, how about you both tell us a little bit about yourselves?
My husband and I have owned Three Twigs since January 2017. We are both currently 26 years old, and so we've been doing this since a very young age. And every year we've just kind of grown our businesses a little bit. And now we own three. We're about to own four businesses in the Springfield area.
And then I actually came on with the Three Twigs family in July as doing the marketing, social media. So I've had a lot of good experience with engaging with customers and just answering questions that anyone has and just really helping spread the word. So yeah, it's been a great time.
She's become a huge part of it very quickly.
It sounds like it. And you told us a little bit about Three Twigs Bakery. And I'm wondering about how we got these other awesome, of what I like to call spinoffs. How did we get those, you know, three other locations? And can you tell us a little bit about them?
So we have, since I was really young, even before I met my husband, I always knew that I wanted to be a business owner. And I always knew that I wanted to do something big in our community. And when I did meet my husband, he was a huge encourager for me to really like push to do the things that I loved. And my dreams became his dreams too. And we had always talked about our vision. So we created a vision board of what we want to see in Springfield and what we want to see for our community and where places we want our families to be able to go to. And we kind of told ourselves, if no one else is going to create it, we're going to do it. And the first opportunity came, we kind of were like, you know, we'll see what God has in store for us. We'll see kind of what God presents us along the way. So we didn't like push anything or force anything. We just kind of wanted it to come to us. And the first opportunity came like 2 years after the bakery had been open. I was driving home with my sister one day. I had saw the building on Chatham Road and Isles sitting empty. And I thought, what a great spot. There's a ton of families that live around here. Like, how sad that that like prime location is just sitting empty. There's so much potential there. And I knew that the previous restaurant that was in it had created this beautiful commercial kitchen, and they're just sitting all lonely. So we had always talked about opening up a brunch spot, and we were like, I think this is that location. This is the spot for that. And so that's kind of how that was born. And it's called Biscuits and Brunch. And it's really just like super comforting food. And that's kind of what we represent, everything that we do. It's things that just make you so happy. It's treats, it's specialties. And then for next door, once we heard that Cherry Berry was not reopening to the location next to Biscuits and Brunch, we were like, again, like how sad, like that building's going to sit empty. And what we envisioned once the time came for maybe another certain somebody looking to open a business, they would probably just reopen Cherry Berry because that seems the easy route to go, which there's nothing wrong with that. But we represent the local people. We represent local farmers and local vendors and small businesses. And to us, it just didn't sit right with me thinking about Springfield has plenty of chains. And chains are great in the, you know, ecosystem of any community, but we need more small businesses, and we need more products that are being locally sourced and that are made from scratch and made with, excuse me for being corniness, but made with love, like made with caring. And so, again, we reached out to our current landlord because he obviously owns this spot too. It's attached. And we were like, hey, I know that you're probably sick of us, but we're ready to do it all over again. Come up with something for us because we want that spot next door. And on my vision board was an ice cream shop. And so we were like, all right, that makes sense. There was already set up to be a frozen yogurt spot, but let's, you know, make it a little bit different. Let's turn it into a soft serve spot. And so we did.
How easy or how hard was it to have these small local businesses?
It's probably literally the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life. And I don't mean to speak for Kelsey too, but, Kelsey being like such a huge asset to her business, I feel like this is probably one of the hardest things that she's ever been a part of. And that's not saying that she's not great at her job or loves her job. But this is, it's hard work. It's hard work to own any business, but the small businesses are the hardest because we don't have a big corporation backing us up when we fail to like fund us and save our butts, and or we don't have a big corporation out there advertising commercials for us and, you know, saying what our new special is or saying what our new deal is. Like, we have to do all of that work ourselves, and it's from the ground up. And so people think that Three Twigs, the bakery, is pretty new, which 2017, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that is still pretty recent. But in reality, people think that we're just like maybe a year old. But it took us several years to build up that name, which really helped us gain business for Biscuits and Brunch and for the Salted Lemon and for, I'm sure, future businesses as well. But it is a ton of work. I mean, we worked our butts off to get our name out there and to, you know, build what we have today. And then now Kelsey works her tush off to, you know, to continue that, to keep engagement. I think that's the hardest part in this industry, is that we get the excitement out right in the beginning. We build up the hype. We bring customers in. Everyone wants to try the new place. Now, how do you keep them coming to the new place even when it becomes the old place?
Like you said, I think it's already hard to have a small business. But Kelsey, from your perspective, how do you think COVID-19 has affected business and what you've been able to do?
I mean, it's just affected. So, I mean, really, it's just changed the way that restaurants operate. You know, now promoting online ordering all the time, making sure that we have the quality products that will, you know, last for that drive home, something like that, to where it's just promoting kind of just the new normal, I guess. And not only that, but, you know, having the limited amount of seating inside, so having to use outside, and then just really just, you have to try to predict what the future is going to hold. And COVID just threw a huge wrench into that, because no one knows what is the future holds. And so all there is just planning and kind of just strategizing, you know, how are we going to be successful in this new normal?
And shifting plans like 100 times.
Yeah. You just have to adapt really quickly and just keep on top of the research on, you know, what other businesses are doing. How can we even differentiate the way that they're doing things to make it how not other businesses are doing, but how we're doing it. And so it's definitely interesting, but it's a great learning experience. And it's just, I mean, you have to do it. I mean, there's no choice. So.
And speaking of being able to adapt and having quality products, I've looked at the pictures of Instagram of like the pastries and the different things, and they are so eye pleasing. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering where you all get your inspiration from.
Well, she's the one that began all that. And so she's the one that trained me on, you know, the great lighting to use, things like that. And then we also do use Abby Kate Photography. She's really great with content as well. And she is the one that, you know, I've learned from her as well. So it's really just, you know, knowing what works, what gets the engagement, and then just keeping up with that. And how can you better that even?
We feel like social media is something that's really important to us, and it's free advertising essentially. So it's like, we have all these really delicious pastries, and speaking to the pastries, what inspires us from those is just what you can't find around here. I think that when you keep opening up a business that's already a business in town, it's nothing new. It's not as exciting. We want to offer the really weird flavors that everyone's scared of. And even at all of our spots, we have things that people are like, at first, like, there's no way. And then one person tries it, and another person tries it, and then that becomes a staple, and it becomes what we become known for. How we get the word out there about all of those things that are so funky and delicious is, you know, through our social media. The prettiness is everything to us.
I would definitely have to agree about social media really just boosting business a lot for a lot of small businesses. And one thing that I think is interesting is, in the past year, people have been getting so fascinated with brunch. And I'm wondering, why do you all think brunch is so popular right now?
I've always loved breakfast even though it's not dinner, but I just don't think breakfast is only for morning. So why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
and then it's also the concept of brunch is such a great thing, because It's like getting to eat the foods you wouldn't normally eat for breakfast, or getting to eat the foods for lunch that you wouldn't normally eat for lunch at lunch. So it's like the option to say, screw the time frames, screw what the food is, and just eat what you want when you want to eat it. And that's what I personally like about it, is I can eat fried chicken mac and cheese for breakfast if I want to, or I can eat a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for lunch if I want to. Like, I don't need to follow your time restrictions. I'm just going to eat it.
What other things can people expect to eat for at biscuits and brunch when they come in?
I would say our most popular thing is our fried chicken, whether that be a fried chicken sandwich, the fried chicken mac and cheese, or the fried chicken, like Nashville hot chicken, or just like the chicken biscuit. Those have been our most popular seller from start to finish. And I remember people trying to tell me that people won't eat chicken for breakfast. And I said, you're wrong. I know. I don't know who thinks that that's okay, but I didn't. Like, I'll eat fried chicken for every meal. But I would say one of my personal favorite things is actually something that we just shared right before we got on with you, and that's our pimento cheese fritters. What I really like about biscuits and brunch is what makes us, like I said, a lot of the things that we do are very, very unique. So even though it's like very normal, like a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or a fried chicken biscuit, or even our mac and cheese, like that doesn't sound very crazy. That doesn't sound out of the norm. What's out of the norm about it is the fact that we're making it from scratch every step of the way. We're using local people as much as we can. So everything that you're eating, every layer is literally handmade, hand done, and locally sourced, and made from scratch as much as we possibly can do it. And I think that separates us by tenfold over a lot of other places in town, because people aren't willing to put in the work to do that.
One thing I'm kind of, and I keep hearing this theme reoccurring, is that your business is about community and then also faith. So can you explain a little bit more about the faith concept? I know you touched on that a little bit earlier, but I'm wanting, you know, to go a little bit deeper with that concept.
Yeah, I really appreciate you asking about that. I know that there are a lot of Christian-owned businesses, but I think a lot of people are afraid to talk about their faith. And for me personally, and for me and my husband, our faith is the forefront of our business. And the reason why is because we know that that's how we've gotten through every single rough patch, every step of the way. The name of our business, the name of our entity as a whole is Three Twigs. Three Twigs is based off, the concept of the name is based off of our favorite Bible verse, which is Ecclesiastes 4:12. And the main topic of that Bible story is talking about three strands of a cord. The three strands of a cord being the strongest. And a story that I heard growing up that actually my father taught me, he just talked about three sticks or twigs. And he showed me one twig and how it represents us alone and how easily it can be broken. And then he grabbed another twig. And he said, this would represent you and your spouse. And it's two together, and it's just a little bit harder to break. And then the third twig representing Christ and us putting our relationship, our jobs, our careers, our community, everything with that backbone of our faith in with the mix, it's impossible to break. That was something that we wanted a business name that we could look at every day and remind us what's good in life and what's important. I think that a lot of businesses, when they fail, when they have hard times, when they feel like a failure, you know, they start getting really down on themselves. They start wanting to give up. And for us, like, we have that name to look at and be like, this is what it's really about. And then at times we're really successful and we might get, you know, full of ourselves. And we might think that, you know, we're such hot stuff. We can look at our business name and be like, this is what it's really about. And so it's all about that balance to us and focusing on what's truly important to us, why we started this in the first place. And it's because we truly believe that God had such a plan for us in this community and with our family and with our future growth of our family, with our employees, with the people in our life that are so important to us. We want Christ to be that lifeline to our business to keep going and keep pushing through.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to tell about that, because I think it could be really inspiring for others in the community. Are you all doing anything cool right now for the holidays with Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas coming up?
So with especially the salted lemon, what's really great about being so, you know, locally sourced and basically just doing what we want rather than, you know, if it was cherry berry, something like that. We have the ability to switch up flavors as much as we want. And so we're definitely going to have a, you know, our staple flavors will stay, but throughout the holidays, we want to switch up the flavors to match the holidays and the times of the year. Not only that, but obviously with, you know, it being a little bit colder outside, not everyone maybe wants ice cream, but we do offer, we'll offer hot cocoa, hot cider. We switch up our flavors every month at Three Twigs to where we want to kind of, you know, have the seasonal flavors and things like that.
Do you all have a website or any Instagram, Facebook you would like to mention?
Yes. So we have threetwigsbakery.com. We have brunch by threetwigs.com. And then we have the saltedlemonco.com.